Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, what a great idea that is today. So part of the country is getting whacked, and part of the country isn't. You know, and let's admit it. You know, whenever a part of the country gets whacked, I always have sort of mixed feelings about it. When I'm not getting whacked, I'm thinking, ha, I'm living in the right place. When I am getting whacked, I'm thinking, well, I can deal with this. I mean, it's going to be exciting. It's, you know, I can say I lived through it. So, but I'm one of those people, as you know, I mean, I can sort of make lemonade wherever we're talking about. It's really, you know, sort of depressing that that's the kind of person. It's why people really hate being around me. Someone actually said to me once that the problem with me is I could always see both sides of the story and it just slowed me down. I don't think he meant it as a compliment, but it's true. I mean, you know, that's kind of how my mind works, I'm afraid. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm a clinical psychologist. For those of you who are just finding us for the first time, where have you been? We really missed you. And I'm here every day, Monday through Friday, from noon to 3 Eastern, to answer your questions about whatever it is that's on your mind. And basically, because I'm a psychologist, we don't really deal very much with politics unless I put something on Facebook and I accidentally wander into that particular territory. But it's certainly not my intent. There are lots of other people to talk with you about politics. And what I talk with you about is what you're an expert about. And what you're an expert about is your own life. You know it better than anybody on the face of the earth. Certainly better than me. Better than your mom. Better than your spouse. Better than your kids. Better than anybody. I mean, you know who you are. Now, sometimes that's information that you do not necessarily focus on. It's information that you may not hold near and dear, but it is, in fact, your area of expertise. And so if I can help you hone your skills in that area, either being more aware or more comfortable, or, in fact, change things about your life that you would like to change, that's kind of my mission statement. Tend to be pretty non-judgmental, with the single exception. There's probably more than one, but the major exception, if you're having an affair and you want sympathy about it, don't come here. Because I just think an affair is not only the betrayal of the person to whom you pledged your troth, but also it's a betrayal of yourself. You gave your word. And if your word doesn't mean anything, even to you, slippery slope, slippery slope. Manny and I sort of also chat about stuff. We sort of try to bring things to your attention that we think may interest you. Sometimes we're incredibly accurate. Sometimes we're clear, you know, we're clearly in left field. Something that he and I found absolutely fascinating. You guys, ho-hum, I don't think so. There are a number of ways to get in touch with me. The preferred and favorite, I suppose, are the same words, aren't they? And most expedient, which is another word, is to just to call me at 855-99-DR-JOY. 855 means it's toll-free. Most of us have cell phones these days where even in the days of long distance, it didn't, you know, the 855 number was a freebie. So you can call me. You can call me. Actually, that phone number will work any place in the world. People have called from Korea and Peru and Holland and I'm trying to think where else. People, Tokyo, I guess. So apparently the number, now you may have to put a prefix in front of it, but I figure if you're living there, you're smart enough to live in a country where English isn't your primary tongue, and it is your primary tongue, or vice versa, you're smart enough to figure out how to get a phone call through. And if not, call the information and ask them. So the phone number does work. It actually works 24/7, but the best way to get in touch with me so you can actually talk with me, which is one of the reasons I like it, is I can get more information. Hopefully one of the reasons you like it is that you can get more information. And people worrying about being anonymous a little bit, look, you're among friends. People used to ask me that when they would come to my office and say, well, what if somebody recognizes me? You know, what if they see me in your office? And I say, well, they're here for exactly the same reason you're here. So what difference does it make? Although I must tell you, I learned very early on as a therapist that when I ran into clients on the street, or at the beach or the grocery store or the movie theater, that I figured out very quickly that it was up to them to acknowledge me, not up to me to acknowledge them. That it was okay for them to say hi. It was not okay for me to say hi, because then the person with them say, who is that? How do you know that person? So we respect your privacy, even though this is a public forum. You don't have to use your own name. Manny will ask you where you're calling from. I think just because we're kind of curious, and we have hundreds of affiliates, so we try and kind of keep loose track of them. But where you're calling from is just a vague interest to really probably more to Manny, to be quite honest, than me. A name is helpful just because referring to you as caller number 4 has always seemed to be incredibly impersonal. And now it's a style of talk radio to sort of refer to you by name. But when I started on the air, when dinosaurs were roaming the earth, people would refer to it as line 1. Now, how you were supposed to know you were in line 1, it was a little unclear to me. I guess the producer would tell you. But it seems to me it's a lot easier to remember your name than some mythical number. And I refer to people by name because this seems to me a personal kind of forum. And so saying you're on line 1, so I would say, Manny, welcome. And so now everybody does it, but I was the first one to do it because, and in some ways it was sort of odd that I was doing it because people tend to talk about personal issues and private issues much more with me than they do with some of my brethren. It seems to be political. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? I guess that's it. That regardless of what we're talking about or what the caller before you was talking about, or even obviously you're not going to know what the caller after you was talking about, you're welcome to call. And I know a huge number of you listen on podcasts. And so you may feel, well, gee, she talked about this last week. Is she willing to take my phone call about it today? And the answer is yeah. You know, that the nice thing about not having a specific topic every day is that you can call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. I know what else I was going to tell you about. All right, so number 1 is to call me. Number 2 is you can email me either through the website, which is drjoy.com, just DR, no period, no space, just DRJOY.com. It was actually Dr. Joy Brown at one point, since that's actually my name. But Brown has an E on the end of it, and people would leave it off or leave it on, and somebody from China bought the website. So we just decided Dr. Joy was a little more expedient, for lack of a better word, and a little less prone to confusion. At one point, any of the variations on Dr. Joy Brown would go to my website, but that got sort of cumbersome. So it's just DRJOY. All right, you can find the phone number there. You can find all sorts of ways of getting in touch. You can also listen live, although you have to hit the button twice. It says listen live, and then I think you also have to hit the button again to actually hear it. But other than that, you should be able to figure that out. Also, Facebook, one of my program directors a couple of years ago said, You're missing a good avenue here of not being on Facebook. Of people who are at the office or can't call can get in touch with you. And so Facebook has become a pretty active part of the program. And we will quite often put up something that, again, Manny and I think is of interest. Sometimes we're right in the money. Sometimes not so much. But that's kind of part of the fun of hopefully Manny, is that part of the fun for you of figuring out when we actually hit something big and when we don't? For me, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think it is pretty cool because it kind of gauges what listeners and what, you know, people who are, you know, fans of you, it kind of
are interested
kind of,
in.
Yeah,
yeah,
it gives us
direction.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And every once in a while, we'll put one up and I think, wow, this is really going to work, and it doesn't. And every once in a while, I think, oh, well, this should work, and it either does or doesn't. So, I will confess my guilty pleasure to you. I saw basically because some of the movies that opened in January widely were I previewed, I viewed before the end of the year because I vote on a national board. I basically caught up with movies. So I've had basically 3.5 weeks of a completely disrupted schedule in that I'm usually out at either movies or theater every night. And because I saw the movies and because theater is just now picking up, I basically had all I've had all this time. So I do things. So I admit this is kind of a prelude and somehow an apologia for saying I actually watched the Miss Universe pageant last night. All right, when we come back, You can call and tell me if you watched it and what you thought about it. All right, yeah, call up and tell me what you thought about the Miss Hewitt Universe special. I'm kind of mixed about beauty contests. I judged one once. Terrible experience. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Marty, 855-993-7569. Okay, Today in History, which has kind of become one of my favorite segments just because there just seems to be days where certain things happen, either nationally or internationally, and which is kind of interesting because there's no particular reason why unless you believe in horoscopes, which I guess you might. In 1837, Michigan was admitted as the 26th state.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Tennessee enacted the first prohibition law in the United States in 1838. Since prohibition wasn't going to happen someplace else for what? For another almost 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I went to school in Houston, which was a dry city. They changed it when I think it was the Republican convention. Either Republican or Democratic convention came there. But it was you had to join a club, and you would leave a bottle there, and they would sell mixers, but it was your own. There were essentially no bars.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting place to go to school. So and now the huge controversy, which I think is one of the questions that we were talking about on Facebook, is about drinking on campus.
Right.
Because when I went there, you couldn't do it. And now they have the student union has got sells liquor, which was shocking to those of us who went during the dry air, which was, you know, since the school's begun. And the explanation given is that it cut down on car accidents of kids driving back and forth from bars, which seems to me a little backward, but nevertheless. Louisiana, my home state, seceded from the Union in 1861 on this day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. And Virginia rejoined the Union in 1870, so this was a big day for the Civil War. This is my personal favorite, probably. The world's largest diamond, the Cullinan, weighing 3,106.75 carats.
Mm.
Was found in Pretoria in South Africa. Whenever I read a story like that, they actually had Black Diamond on television over the weekend, which is a very upsetting movie. And it's one of those sobering quotes that said, pity people, the poor people who live in countries that have vast national resources because they become slaves, which I think unfortunately is true.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Mountain National Park was established in 1915. Certainly as a kid, sort of benefited from that. Not in 1915. Ford Motor Company, Henry Leland launches the Lincoln Motor Company, which he then eventually sold to his former employer.
Right. Launched the company and then sold it back to the company he used to work for.
It sounds like Google or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
the Apollo Theater reopens in Harlem. I didn't even know it closed.
Hmm.
Here's another one that we talked last week. I think Friday was the day that in history that the first woman physician, Blackwell, I think Margaret was her first name, graduated from medical school in the United States in New York. JFK appointed Janet G. Travell to be his physician, which was the first time a woman held the appointment of physician to the president in 1961.
Very interesting.
So it only took, what, 80 years or something like that?
Yeah.
And speaking of presidents... Monica. This was 1998. President Clinton denies having had sexual relations. He didn't say with Monica. He said with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it turns out he defines sexual relations somewhat differently than some people. Basically, than women do. What can I tell you? All right. Men don't define it as sexual if they don't actually care about the woman, if it's not in their own bedroom, if it's not within 25 miles of where they live. And their whole, you guys have a whole sort of lexicon. It's kind of like Eskimos and snow. What can I tell you? We sort of say, body fluids, you're done. Goodbye. We are not cute about this. All right. So speaking of which, so I watched the Miss Universe pageant, which is, as I said, I was asked to be a judge, which I said, no, I wouldn't do it, and they talked me into it. I'm not good at no for a beauty pageant when it was Miss Teen USA. And the problem for me about it is that it emphasizes, as far as I'm concerned, exactly the wrong things. It was a sobering experience. But one of the things that they said, which I think was true last night as well, which is that this the Miss Teen USA, I think, is 54, 55 kids, something like that, because it's all 50 states, and then I think it's Puerto Rico and Costa. You know, I can't remember. There are a couple of people who are in the Miss USA pageant that are not the states, that are protectorates, I guess. And they said that, so that it was maybe 50, 53, 54 kids. And they said, you will know within the first 2 hours, because as a judge, you interview everybody. You meet everybody. They said, you will know within the first round, the 10 kids who will be, the 10 young women who will be the finalists, the 10 young women who have no business being there. They just, you know, they just strange. And then everybody else will blur. And that was absolutely true. And I think even last night, that they introduced all 88 women, I think. No, did they introduce all 88? I think they did. They showed all 88 women. But then they'd already narrowed, the judges earlier had narrowed it to 15, and then 10, and then 5. And part of it was they were heavily costumed when they first were introduced. But some stunningly gorgeous women. It's amazing how much they look alike. And I suppose part of it is, I'm not even going to say enhancement, but I think part of it's the makeup, part of it's, there were very, of the 15 finalists, there was only one who had short hair. And I think everybody thought she was going to win. She thought she was going to win, I think. The audience thought she was going to win. Miss Jamaica, who seemed kind of the most, like, this whole thing is kind of silly. But she made it to the last five. She was the fourth runner-up. So, and the audience, I think, booed that they thought she was going to win. I thought she was likely to win. And then when she was eliminated, it was pretty clear who was going to win. So, I can remember the only other time I've ever watched the Miss Universe pageant was, and I guess it was a similar circumstance, that I was on book tour. And book tour is just an exhausting experience that you get up first thing in the morning and you do the early, whatever the early local show is. And then you do talk radio and then you do an afternoon show and then you do another. I mean, it's just all day. And then you do a book signing and then you get on a plane and go to the next city and start the whole thing all over again. And book tours are usually about 10 days to 2 weeks. So by the end of it, you're so tired that, the idea of actually talking to somebody is just beyond possibilities. And you're so tired. I tend to read. That's what I tend to do when I'm by myself and just trying to unwind. But you're so tired, your eyes don't focus. So, and Alan Thicke, whom I worked with when he did Thicke of the Night, that was the Monday night shrink, was hosting the year that I was so tired, I was actually keeping score. Because they showed the scores. Oh, and I forgot to tell you this, Manny. I need to tell you this. Guess who one of the judges was?
Who was that?
Well, it's somebody that we interviewed, about his documentary.
Which one?
Manny.
Really?
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao was one of the.
Yeah, he was one of the judges.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure why they chose him, but he was. It was really interesting. So, and the other thing that was interesting is that they had TV hosts on, and almost all the girls were bigger. The other thing is I saw that Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, Papa John's pizza thing.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning is double the size of Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah. Peyton's huge. Yeah.
We're growing them bigger these days. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to IMUDYNE.com.
Immudyne.com or call 866-257-8668.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Nicole, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I listen to you all the time. I have a problem. I have a 4-year-old son that has quite a bad mouth. He tells us what he's doing. And, like, today he told his aunt that he's going to chop off her head. And I realized that we just had another son that's 5 months.
Okay.
So I realized that he's probably going for the attention, but his mouth is just getting so bad.
Well, I'm not sure that I would consider that bad mouth per se. I know saying to his aunt that he's going to chop off her head. I think this is a kid that you need to make sure is not exposed more than most kids in this society to violent cartoons and violent stories, and so you need to monitor his TV, as we do all kids. But instead of sort of saying you can't talk like that, what I would say to somebody like that is, wow, that sounds really angry. Are you really angry with your aunt? Or if I'm his aunt, of saying, wow, Nicholas, are you really angry? And he might say yes, and say, well, what are you angry about? In other words, instead of saying you can't say that, see if you can help him explore his feelings a little bit better and then express his feelings in a slightly different way. Because, I mean, he's not swearing. Whether he's doing it for attention or not, I think it is indicative of the fact that he's saying, man, my life has really been disrupted. I've been the king. I've been the prince. And now, yeah, I've got this noisy interloper, and everybody's paying more attention. And it's probably not surprising because, hi, baby. Speaking of noisy interlopers, it may have been that the aunt was coming over visiting and used to spend a lot of time with Nicholas and is now playing with the baby or brought the baby a present. One of the smartest things that I ever learned from anybody when you have a second child is to put a note on the outside of the door that says, say hi to Nicholas first. And even let Nicholas, you know, and people who've had more than one child will quite often bring a baby present for the new baby, but will also bring Nicholas something. Because the deal is that Nicholas needs to feel important. And as you so correctly surmised, his world has really been upended. He's been the sunshine. I mean, he's been the planet around which everybody revolved. And now he's got this crummy competitor who's taking you away, who's taking Dad away, who's taking Aunt Sophie away. I mean, he's furious. It's probably he's going to get untoilet trained. He's going to go back to the bottle. He may want to get in bed with you. Just understand. It's all right. It's just a noisy baby. That he's just feeling that, you know, that he has to play second fiddle, and that feels awful.
Right.
So instead of telling him not to talk that way, have him explain his feelings, draw his feelings, help him to figure it out, and then give him huge praise for being the big brother.
Okay. Now, when he does get really naughty...
Give me a really naughty example.
Like, he throws his temper tantrums really bad.
And what does he do?
He screams at us, tells us he hates us, and...
All right. First of all, I was going to say that one of the things that kids learn very quickly is all you have to do to say to mom or dad to break their hearts is, I hate you. All right? And they can just watch a parent, a grown-up, wilt. For a four-year-old to be able to make a parent wilt, a grown-up wilt, is pretty heady stuff. So what you can do is say, you know what? I'm not always crazy about you, but that's okay, too. In other words, instead of telling him what he feels or doesn't feel, help him to explore it. Help him to understand what's normal. I would not allow him to hit you. Or his dad, or certainly the baby. So you have to keep an eye on him, because he's going to be tempted when nobody's looking. I mean, he's smart enough to be sneaky. He's four.
Right.
And do not allow him to take a frying pan to the baby's head, because he's feeling, and it doesn't mean he's the Antichrist, it just means he's feeling a murderous rage. He's already figured out, if this baby disappears, things will go back to the way they were. And I liked the way things were. I got all of Mommy's and Daddy's attention. I got all Grammy's attention. I got all Aunt Sophie's attention. I got everybody's attention. So if I can just make this baby disappear, flush it down the toilet, leave it out on the curb. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's perfectly normal thinking for a four-year-old. So you got to keep an eye on things. But I think having a temper tantrum, if he screams and yells, walk away from him. A temper tantrum, by definition, is preemptive behavior. It's saying, you know what, I can't reason with you. I can't get what I want by going through the system. Therefore, what I'm going to do is ignore the system. So the only way to deal with that, if you try to hug him, you're reinforcing negative behavior. So that doesn't work. If you yell at him or punish him, it's still reinforcing the behavior. So the only way to deal with it is to walk away from it. And no, even in a grocery store, which is where kids are really good at pulling this nonsense, nobody is going to steal that child in a grocery store. I guarantee you. No, you know, no pedophile, no kidnap. They don't want your kid at that moment. So, you, I mean, I'm not saying that you leave him in the grocery store and drive to the next state, but you can certainly go to the next aisle and keep an eye on things. Because and what you're saying to the child is, it's okay to feel that way. I'm just not going to play. You know, if you want my attention, you come to me and explain to me what the problem is.
Okay.
All right? And it'll level out. I mean, that 2-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds do it. Hopefully 32 and 34-year-olds have learned not to do it. But, I mean, this is pretty normal behavior. It's just kids go through these stages, but that's why they're assigned parents, so they come out of these stages. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and we got the baby calmed down and everything. Erin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Well, the deal is I have a friend that I borrowed, like, a couple $1,000 worth of maternity clothes, too.
Okay.
And I told her that, and when I gave them to her, I said, I want these.
Wait a moment. You borrowed them or you loaned them?
I borrowed them.
So you
I loaned them to her, yeah.
Okay. So you gave her your maternity clothes?
Yeah, I borrowed them to her.
No, you can't borrow something to somebody. You borrow something from somebody or
okay,
loan something to somebody.
To her.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay, and I told her, and then right after she had her baby, I said, hey, I really want to get those maternity clothes back. And she's like, yep, that's fine. Well, then the other day I had a friend who had is pregnant and stuff, and I wanted to loan them to her.
Right.
And I called her, and she goes, you know what? I'm sorry. I dumped them all off at Goodwill.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not happy about that, you know.
Yeah.
And, Ryder, sorry.
Well, do you plan to have any more children to make this kind of noise?
What's that?
I said, do you plan to have any more children who make this kind of noise?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But, I just,
No, what she did was not cool. How long ago did you loan her the clothes?
5 months ago.
So the baby is how old at this moment?
Like, 7 months.
How could you have loaned her maternity clothes after the baby was born?
No, it was 7 months ago is when I borrowed them to her. The baby is like 4 months old.
Okay, so it sounds like either the... All right, so the question to me is what?
Is it right for me to ask her to reimburse me?
How much would you ask her? How many pieces of clothing did you give her?
Probably like 25.
Okay. And were they new? Did you buy them new?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're now talking about clothes that have been worn twice.
New. No.
No, they're not new anymore. You wore them once, she wore them once.
Right.
So they're used clothes at this moment.
Right.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would go, first of all, no, the answer is no. Would I loan her clothes again? Absolutely not.
Right.
Then what she probably did is she probably either, they were either in cruddy shape or she tore them or she spilled stuff on them or whatever. I think, no, I mean, I don't even know how you'd begin to figure out what the replacement cost. What I would probably do is go to Goodwill at this moment and see what you can find and maybe buy a couple of clothes if you really want to give to your friend. But, you know, clothes that have been worn twice and given to somebody else, especially during maternity, do I think what you did was okay? It was not. But I think you've learned not to loan her clothes again. And I certainly wouldn't give her baby stuff. But, if you want to get your friend something, either go and hit, you know, the after Christmas sales and buy her a couple of things, or go hit Goodwill and sort of pick up a couple of things. But, I don't think you're going to be able to ask her for money. First of all, she's not going to give it to you. Second of all, I don't know how you'd begin to figure out how much the stuff is worth.
Right.
And I'd let it go. I just wouldn't loan her stuff in the future.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And, you know, maternity clothes are all horrible anyway, right? Let's face it. They're all ugly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's... that if you go to Goodwill, sometimes you can find some sort of good bargains because there are stuff that people are given and that they sort of buy them and then they get too big for them or it's the wrong season or whatever. But, no, I think the clothes, I suppose the worst that you can do is you can talk to your accountant. You can probably take them off your income tax. But you're not going to be able to get any money. They probably aren't worth very much. And go buy your friend some one cute little blouse
right.
or a pair of pants or something.
Right.
All righty?
Yeah, thanks. I just needed some advice.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what she did was really kind of tacky, but it sounds to me that either they were in horrible shape or, you know what probably happened? She probably didn't drop them off at Goodwill. She probably loaned them to a friend.
And I would feel better about that.
It would be very hard for her to say, you know what, this is really tacky. I borrowed them from you. I didn't expect that you'd want them back because I know that you don't want to have any more kids. A friend of mine needed them. I gave them to her. Because, I mean, that's... what she should have done is she should have checked with you before she did anything.
Oh,
but you
right.
know,
right.
new mommies are, you know, you have rugrats.
Yeah.
You know, that, so I'd let it go.
Yep, yep.
Just view it as your contribution to the universe of maternity. All right?
Yeah, you're right.
All righty.
You're right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Sherry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
I have a question for you, Dr. Joy. I've been in a relationship for 14 years, and I finally moved in with my fiance slash boyfriend, and Saturday night he was supposed to be working, and he went out with to a party with friends and didn't tell me about it. And I text him, "Where are you?" And then he texted me that he was at this party, and I'm upset with him about it. And I said, "I don't really think I should be in a relationship with someone who just goes to a party and doesn't tell me. Why aren't you going out with me or inviting me with the to the party?" And
what did he say about the second part of that equation of why didn't you call me and invite me?
I don't like this guy because he had an affair on his wife, and he's with this woman now that he had an affair on his wife.
Well, but that, all right, so let's roll back the tape a minute. If your guy had called up and said, "Sherry, you know, the evil guy is having a party. Would you like to come?" What would you have said?
I probably would have said, yeah, if I wasn't busy. Because I might have been going to see my grandkids and that. Because it's not that I don't like the guy. I don't like what he did with his
No, I get it. I get it. I mean,
I probably would have said, yeah, I'll go. Because I probably would have said, but he doesn't want me around these people. And I said, I'm like, why are we we're in our 50s. Why are we doing this? This is something we do in our 20s or 30s. Why is it so important that you have to go and hang out with these people? And
all right, well, I got it. I mean, I think you've got a legitimate complaint here. I'm not sure. Let's look. So both of you are in your 50s. So how come it's taken 14 years for the two of you to... I mean, I don't know what it means to be engaged after 14 years. Are you planning to marry this dude or not?
Well, I thought so.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't living with him. I had my own place, and I tried to sell it, and it didn't sell. And so I was kind of finally alone by myself in my own place for like a little bit, and then my son came home from the military and stayed with me. And then my sister lost her job and had nowhere to go, so I let her stay with me. So he has some resentment towards me because I didn't get rid of my place and move in with him, but he had a messy, messy place. And
so wait a minute. I thought you did move in with each other.
I did, finally, yes. We finally moved in after, I just moved in September.
Okay, let me back up. Why, so for 13 years, the two of you dated, were either of you married during that time?
No, I've been divorced for, 21 years, and he's never been married. He has a 19-year-old kid, and I have a 25-year-old and a 32-year-old.
All right, so why has it taken 13 years for the two of you to get, I mean, I understand that your house didn't sell, but I mean, that seems like a long time to
yeah.
Were the two of you dating from day one, or were you friends before, or what? I mean, 14 years seems like a long time.
Yeah, I know. I agree. That's what everybody tells me. Yeah, it's just life. It got in, you know, he had his own place, I had mine. And
okay, but what do you want at this moment? What do you want?
I moved in with him because I wanted a better relationship, but I wanted to be with him and be happy with him.
But if you if you had a magic wand, I get that we've got a bump in the road, but for a moment, suspend that. Well, I promise I'm not going to ignore it. But do you want to marry this guy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to live together? Presumably, I mean, because there are people who marry who don't live together. Do you want to be living with him?
Yeah, and that's what I said. Because we could have gotten married a long time ago, but I just said, if we're going to get married, I want to live with you.
Perfect. Okay. Does he want to get married?
That's the key. I don't know if he does anymore.
All right. So we've got to look. The issue about the party is I think an important. I'm glad it happened, even though I know you're not, because it really throws everything into sharp relief.
Right.
It's not clear. It's clear what you want. It's not clear what he wants. So I don't know. I mean, you're telling he's a 50-some-year-old man who's never married. You said he lived with his mom?
No, he's at his own house.
Okay, he had his own house.
My son lived with me.
Got it.
And my sister lived with me, and so he resents me because I didn't you know.
Well, it's hard to know exactly what's going on with him, whether this is punishment. But, I mean, the two of you need to sit. You're talking about, first of all, you're talking about a huge percentage of your adult life the two of you spent together. The question is not where have you been. The question is where are you going from here. And it seems to me unclear that you're, from talking with you, it seems clear to me that you're committed to this guy. You want to live with him, and then you want to marry him. If we're up to you, how soon would you get married?
Probably in a year.
Why are we waiting a year?
just to get money and be able to, because both of us, financially wise, we hit a big bump in the road, and I would like to go somewhere and get married and have the money to go somewhere
okay.
and get married and have a nice wedding.
Okay. I think what you need to do is sit him down. Because the advantage about this kind of lousy situation is it really throws everything else into sharp relief. Is he mad at you? Is he getting revenge because you didn't move on his time frame? Is he a guy that has been perfectly content for all these years with basically dating somebody, sleeping with somebody, having kind of a fake marriage, or at least a long-distance
right.
marriage,
right.
Because it's not clear what he wants at this moment. And let me just ask you a question. If you knew he was never going to be any more committed to you than he is today, no less, but no more, would you want to stay or would you want to go?
I would go.
Okay. So
we kind of had a discussion last night because he said, obviously, you're not happy with this. And I go, are you going to keep doing this? And he goes, yeah. I'm going to go, if I want to go out with my friends on a Saturday night, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to fight with me. I'm
okay.
just going to go do it.
Then
so
this guy.
Well, I'm not comfortable with that. So then he goes, well, maybe we said we'd never take a break, so maybe we should take a break. And so then I said, okay, we'll take a break.
Yeah.
And so then I packed up my stuff and moved out today.
All right. Well, so you now, I mean, basically you answered your own question, but you now have some time to think about whether or not you acted in haste or not. Because if basically, I mean, he's never married. I think that's what has he ever lived with anybody?
Yes, he lived with the mother of his child, but he never married her.
For how long?
I think it was, I want to say 4 years.
And how long ago was that? And the kid's 19. Yeah, so did he live for the when they were together? Look, let me put you on hold. Because this is a really important junction, all right? And let's go through all the, you know, all the ins and outs of this so you're sure that you're doing exactly what you want as opposed to just reacting. Let me put you on hold. I'll be right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.